And welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter. It is the official podcast of Five Feline Farm.
Yes, it is.
We've had a busy week.
We have, yeah. The weather hasn't been great last week, or wasn't great last week. And, you know, it was cold and damp and icky. But we were stuck at home.
We are following.
And we have stuff to do.
Yes, we are following stay at home as best we can.
I guess it's stay at home, not stuck at home.
Right.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, that's right. I forget that. Yeah. Okay.
It does feel like
stuck
at home.
I'm happy to
now.
Have a home, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Very happy.
And I don't know. It's just been.
Last week was kind of tough. It was tough for me. I mean, emotionally, because the weather was so icky, no sunshine, very little sunshine. I had a little bit harder time last week.
It did seem to be harder last week. And I think we were ready to start hearing about at least a plan for getting back to something closer to normal.
Right. Yeah. I think it's going to be a little bit before we'll be back to the way we were. But we are moving forward.
We are. And
this farm is going to be in the best shape it's ever been.
We're getting so
much
done.
You know, we're making the best of it.
We are. And toward that end, I made us some masks.
Yeah, they're very cool,
too. They are cool.
There's even like a carrot at the nose.
I hadn't noticed that when I made them.
You know, I would notice something like that.
Of course. And we're prepared to be in public when necessary, although we'll limit that to necessary.
Yeah, we're not going out much. And when we do, we try to think, okay, we're going to pick up enough stuff for 1 week. And we're doing a lot of home delivery.
Online pickup.
And Rural King, pretty much, I think they do have an online, but it's just kind of easier to go in there. But we're limiting so much our contact with people, and that's hard.
It's very hard.
I mean, we're both people. Oh, people.
Are we people?
Sometimes I'm not sure if I'm a people.
You know, after weeks and weeks of not getting my hair cut, I'm not going to look like a people.
I feel like a hairball.
I'm something. But as we've thought about what is allowable, what is considered essential, and what we as a farm have to offer, we have decided to do some limited opening, and we started that this past week.
Yeah, it was time. It was time for us. We offer food products, and we found out as soon as we started getting the word out early last week that people were ready.
Absolutely.
Take a little drive to the country.
Yes.
You know, the red buds are starting to bloom. There's a lot of things blooming right now. It's beautiful time. And so we thought we would try again to do the pickup at the garden mailbox.
And the customers flocked.
Oh my gosh,
they did. We had new customers.
We have every time.
Repeat customers. And we did, I think, a pretty slick system. We scheduled folks in so there were no more than two orders in the mailbox, because that's as wide as it will fit, so you don't have to touch each other's orders. And we sanitize each time between customers. We stayed on the porch. Customers were in the driveway. A few got out and spoke.
Oh,
everybody
was,
waved.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had people waving and honking.
And it
was so fantastic to have human contact.
I
mean, you're human, but
as we discussed, you know, only barely.
Barely. That's true.
And we had some conversations from probably 50 foot away. We were extra cautious about our social distancing. But it was really, really nice.
Oh my gosh, it was. It was good for us, and it was also good for the customers. You could tell.
Really tell as we talked to people just how anxious everyone is mm-hmm. to get back into a routine where they can see their friends, where they can talk
their family.
To people. They can be out and about. And, you know, everyone was sharing their efforts at social distancing, at practicing good hygiene, what they're doing about shopping.
Working from home.
Yes.
But maybe both parents working from home, trying to homeschool. There's a lot of challenges right now.
There are. And it's tough.
It is tough. And some people are home alone.
Yes.
And just the sense of isolation that they feel. And so it was really good to talk to people. And yeah, we had a few that just shut their cars off and sat and talked to us from a big distance. And it was just, it was nice to be able to, we all did that. It was something sort of normal in an abnormal world right now.
Yeah.
But I think it helped all of us.
It certainly helped me.
It helped me too.
And it felt like not only were we providing food products, skincare products, but also an essential human connection mm-hmm. in a safe way.
Yep.
And that just felt really good.
It was great to, I mean, some of the people were, they were honking when they were coming in and waving, and we greeted every single person from a distance, from the porch this time. And the last time that we did the pickup at the mailbox, we didn't do that. We kind of tried to wave through the window, but this time we decided we needed to do a little more so they could see our big hair and our faces and we could see them.
Yes.
And it was like we just needed to make that human connection, and it was in a way kind of healing and encouraging.
Absolutely.
And
kind of a reminder that yes, we're all in this
together.
We're gonna get through this. We're gonna make it. We're going to be okay. And to that end, we are going to continue to do that. On a limited basis here, we are looking at May 2nd as our next opening, and we will do the same kind of setup. We refine a little bit each time. You can contact us through any of our social media accounts. You can send us messages. You can order in our online store.
You can call.
You can call.
We have a dedicated
phone order.
Business line now.
So we'll have all those details in the show notes. But May 2nd, we're going to do it again.
We are. So we'll have fresh baked scones.
Jam?
We have jam. Jam was really popular this week.
It was.
Soap and shampoo bars were popular. We all have a lot of hair right now.
So, a lot of
so we're using
days.
A lot of shampoo. So we had, it was just so nice. But we will have all that. I will have some perennials. I'm hoping some garden plants. They're a little slow this year because it's been so cool in the greenhouse. But they are coming along. So my plan is, I think we're going into a little bit warmer season, and they'll pick up, like tomato plants, and those will pick up pretty quickly. But we'll have plants available. I'm hoping maybe a little produce. We've got plenty of things in the ground. It's just been so cool. They've been slow. You know, we have so much we're not covering at all. And so we just wait.
Yes.
But you know what? We will have something.
We will. And as we've been working on that plan at home, we've also been messaging and coordinating with the other vendors and the market manager for mm-hmm. the 18th Street Farmers Market.
Yes.
Which will hopefully begin the middle of May. That is, some details are still being worked out about how that will flow. But it does look quite promising that we will have a farmer's market in Charleston on Saturday mornings.
It'll look a little different than what it has in the past, and probably a drive-through. But, you know, that's what we do here. and we'll probably take orders or something, but we'll get it all figured
out.
We
will. And we collectively as a market will provide an essential service to our community, mm-hmm. fresh local food.
Yeah. What's better than that, especially exactly. right now?
And that will heal and nurture not just our bodies, because when it hasn't been sitting for a long period of time, all of that food is more nutritious. It also helps connect with our community and builds us as a family.
And yesterday, several of the customers asked us about the market.
Yes.
They were really interested and concerned. We yes. had a lot of concern. We had a lot of people, you know, they would kind of look down and say, well, I suppose we don't get to have a market this year. And so we were able to encourage them and say, yes, we will have food. The food is still growing. The food doesn't realize what's going on. You know, things still are changing. And we will get through this.
Yes.
We will have local food. And we may not, the market may look different than it has before. I expect it may, maybe the entire market season. I don't know. But we will have something.
Yes.
And, you know, we have a farm stand out here. And we will get it all figured out somehow. I know that Martha's got potatoes going. She ordered those a long time ago. She's already putting them in the ground. And we have food available. And, of course, we always have jam and scones and all those other good things. So don't worry about
yes.
what's going on locally, because there's still things happening.
There are, and we are going to keep you informed of that.
Yes,
through our
as
podcast,
we know what's going on.
And social media, all the places that you usually find us, we will let you know what is going on. So we're excited.
Yeah, we're excited, and to look in forward is so encouraging. And, you know, I just came in from the greenhouse just a little bit ago, and I see all these beautiful tomato plants and eggplant and all these things that are starting to grow. We have radishes that are peeking through the soil, and I don't know, spinach and lettuce and peas. And so that's what you get to look forward to.
That's right. Good food.
Yes. And we have some spring garlic and chives and things right now that we were able to offer yesterday. So that felt good.
It did. And I should also mention the farmers market in Casey market time.
Yes.
We are still connected with them, still coordinating with them about what their system will be and what their opening dates will be. So we'll also get that information out to you
That's
as
right.
we know it.
Yeah. So we have something to look forward to.
Yay.
Isn't that great?
It's wonderful
yeah.
and so helpful.
And, you know, what else do we have to do right now but plant food?
That's right.
So somebody's going to have to eat all that food.
We're counting on you.
That's right. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.